Well, I came into this when Bernie Sanders ran for president. I had to switch to Democrat in order to support Bernie in that primary in 2016, which I did. And I got elected to county and state and right all the way to national. So I was a national delegate for Bernie Sanders in 2016, went to Philadelphia. And then Bernie encouraged people to stay in and run for something stay engaged. And so that's what I did.
A lot of people who were delegates for Bernie Sanders, particularly those who went to the national convention, were very disillusioned, to put it mildly, with the Democratic Party and the institution of the National Democratic Party. Why did you decide then to stay in, given that there are other options, running as an independent or running maybe as a Green Party or some of the other third party options?
Well, I stayed in the Democratic Party because to have a possibility of affecting a different, a more progressive kind of future, the Green Party or independent running as independent and those sort of things would not allow the infrastructure of the political party, so you could run as that way, but you wouldn't have much of a chance of winning. So I went with the group that actually the group was formed. It's called Dem Enter, to stay in and be part of the fight to shift the party to the progressive direction. And so it's really a struggle for the heart and soul of this party. And there's the corporate Wall Street wing of the party, and they their view is that the party should keep sort of sliding to the center right, and they think that that's a winning strategy. And be honest with you, the record proves that that is a failed strategy. So we're fighting really to take over this party. It's what the progressives are trying to do.
Well, this week we heard from some folks from the Denver chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, and they said that they're seeing a lot of progressive energy happening at a local level, but albeit under the context of the National Democratic Party, still very much a corporate centrist party. What are you seeing at a grassroots level on the Western Slope?
I'm seeing in locations where there is a strong progressive population a lot of interest in this. And it's broader. I think that Bernie Sanders is the most popular politician in the country. He has the highest integrity of any politician, and he's the one who is bringing in the youth and the millennials. And so that's the wave of the future. You see this sort of rising wave. Now, I'm in a conservative district, there's no question, but a lot of those people in our district and in conservative areas everywhere voted not for the Republican Party because they had this thinking of that the Democrats did, that there's some centrist wing. They did a protest vote. They voted against the establishment. So when you look at it that way, as a protest vote, when we move into the primary, we have not only the Democrats, we have in this primary coming up for the first time, we have independents, unaffiliated, and we have this wave going on. So there's going to be increased participation, especially by the young folks, and there will be then these disgruntled voters who threw their vote to the Republican candidate as a protest against the system. And I think they'd just be anxious for somebody else on a progressive end to who they can vote for.
Well, tell us about some of your platform. What are some of the policies that you're running on, that you're advocating from, that differentiate you from the other Democrats who are running in the June primary?
So we have two other candidates, Diane Mitch Bush and Carl Hanlon, that are in the assembly process. There's one other who's going to petition on to the primary, who's more progressive. And they're reasonably establishment kind of candidates, and they have a lot of important things to say. They bring up important issues and so forth. The problem is that our country is under assault, and our democracy is in peril. And they are not putting forth any kind of strategic vision to deal with that. So I have spent this last year writing a book. It's up on my website, downloadable, and it's called Strategic Vision for a Viable American Future. So when you are faced with all of these issues, and the politicians like to all have an opinion on the loudest issue of the day, but that doesn't get us there. So I've come at this from looking at what are the issues that are strategic threats to our viability in the future, to really be successful and survive in the future. So that's what viable means. And when you do that, they boil down into four areas: healthy democracy, healthy population, healthy environment, and healthy economy. And so I've approached it from that direction, and as opposed to diving in to all the popular issues of interest, issues and interests of the day, because the watch list of those interests and issues is endless.
Would you say that a lot of your policies very much align with that of Bernie Sanders in terms of Medicare for all, public banking, healthy environment, carbon-free energy, the things that Bernie Sanders very much campaigned on?
Yes, I'm very much a supporter of Bernie. I would love to, if the people help me get there, to go to Washington and be in Congress while Bernie's still a senator. And then come 2020, there is a rising movement to have Bernie run, and I'll be back here as a delegate for Bernie Sanders. So I'm very much of a Bernie Sanders progressive, and the others aren't. And so this is where I stand. Those last three issues, they're no-brainers. If you take the healthy population, the strategic policy that's sitting there is comprehensive Medicare for all with a progressive financing on it, and take off the constraints. The infrastructure is in place for Medicare for all, and as an industrial engineer, I think in terms of processes, and you take off the constraints, you make it available for everybody. You don't have to recreate something from scratch. Key thing on environment, healthy environment, there's 1,000 things you could say about it, pollution and everything else, but the strategic threat is the carbon in our atmosphere. And there's a policy sitting on the table waiting to go, and it's called carbon fee and dividend. And so that's the strategic policy, and that's where my focus is. That's what we must pass. We're close to, if we haven't gone over tipping points already, we're close to going over tipping points for the planet. And so those two are just no-brainers. They're sitting there ready to go. And I'll talk about the others as well.
Well, in terms of what lies ahead, you have several barriers to get through, one of them being the primary. Then if you were to get through that and you were the Democratic candidate in the November election, you're up against Scott Tipton, who's a Republican, who is incredibly conservative, but it's a very conservative district. Do you think that there is an appetite out there for the progressive policies and the progressive platform that you're running on?
Yes, I believe there is, because these issues, they're American issues. I mean, whether you're Republican or Democrat, everybody wants their vote to count. Everybody wants an equal right to vote, and they want a fair election, okay, with integrity. So that's given regardless of your party. We need an economy that works. And the Republican strategy to this point, the Republican Party basically serves the billionaire oligarchs, and then they throw in some other things to bring in because they don't have enough votes just with that, so to get more votes. But their approach is to lead with their ideology, which is to privatize and commodify everything. So that's what they lead on the economy, and they keep trying to sell us that, well, it'll all trickle down to everybody else, so we'll just give the rich more and more and more. And in my book, I have graphs that show this increasing concentration, like a vortex that's sucking the life out of our society, really. So the strategic approach there is to have a public bank to fund public projects and tax the rich, tax the wealth, deconcentrate the income, the wealth income, and the wealth and income, deconcentrate the capital To fund this, and that's and then we can spend the money into the economy as opposed to giving it all to the rich capitalists and hoping that they will do the right thing, which they don't. They buy back their own stock. They do everything wrong. So these are all the points Bernie has been making as we've gone along. I want to say a little bit more about the healthy democracy. This is the most important threat that we're facing right now. As an example, in gerrymandering, there are, of the 435 House seats representing districts, only 90 of them are competitive. That means the other 345 seats are what are so-called safe seats. And that means there are 89 million voters in those who are in the minority parties of those districts who will never get represented. Their vote never counts. So that's a corruption of our democracy. The Republicans have corrupted our election system. They defined every way they can to prevent people from voting. And they've corrupted our legislative process. And the current administration has released these political termites throughout our people's government that are eating the heart out of our government, eating the heart and functioning of a government that's supposed to be for the people.
Well, a lot of people are saying that our democracy is unhealthy in many ways because of all the corporate money that has flowed through our elections. And one of your campaign promises is that you won't accept corporate money or PAC money.
That's exactly right. And the other two candidates, at least one of them, is taking PAC money, although not corporate money. I'm not taking either. I brought in my campaign thus far about $2,000. Half of that was actually from myself. And the other candidates are an order of magnitude higher than that, $20,000, and Diane is brought in on the order of $200,000. So this is widely different. I'm grassroots and I'm low budget, but I've got a message and something to offer that is for a viable future for America.
Well, people can find out more at rootforcitizencongressman.org. That's R-O-O-T, and Root Routledge is a candidate seeking the Democratic candidacy for U.S. Congress, Colorado Congressional District 3 on the Western Slope. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.